Good morning, everyone. I'm delighted to be here. My name is Abbas Al-Mualim, and I like to start that, you know, English is not my mother tongue. English is my second language. So it's the same like you guys. One day I was here in this lecture theater doing English classes about 10 years ago. I did here my PhD in Reading, and now I became a lecturer, and most of my interest in sustainability, especially in buildings, concentrating on how to save energy in buildings, and everyone, like everyone else, you know, to try to do our bit for the environment. The structure of my lecture will be, I will talk about buildings in general, and then move why sustainable buildings, and then try to share with you some of the work we did here in sustainability as well. And this will be, some of it will be a technical aspect, but hopefully it will be interested for general aspect. And then I will finish with some conclusions. And after that, we have a discussion for 15 minutes. And within that discussion and questions, we can see what we can do, each one of us, you know, for the environment. If we really, as human beings, we're serious about the environmental problems that are affecting everyone on this planet, what we can do, especially here, we're living in hall of residence, what we can do, you know, on daily basis, you know, to save energy or to save other sources like water, for example. If we look at buildings, any buildings will have a specific four functions. These four functions, the first one will be a climate modifier. What do we mean by climate modifier? That, for example, this lecture theater, we are sitting here. So that means it has to protect us against the environmental conditions that existed outside. For example, it is a hot day today, so we need protection against the sun. We don't want too much sun, so we don't get overheated, and that the temperature will rise here in this building, and then we can't be able to do our work. And the second function, it has to be activity container. That means it has to provide comfortable conditions for us as occupants, as people now sitting in this lecture theater, for me as a lecturer to be able to interact with you and develop this lecture, and also for you as well to be able to interact with me in comfortable conditions and to be appreciate, you know, the lecture and share, you know, the experience of the teaching and learning together as well. The other one, the third function of buildings, is resource utilizer. That means we have to use the local resources available within the area effectively and efficiently, so we don't overuse resources. And this, later on, we'll see this one of the main problem of buildings. They use too much resources in terms of energy, timber, concrete, bricks, glass, all these resources. We overuse these resources. So the third function of any building, it has to be to utilize the resources available. The last one, the last function of any building, it will be a cultural symbol. The building has to express the context in which it fits in. It is surrounding environment. So, for example, I would expect, you know, as an architect, you know, that buildings in the UK, for example, they have to look different from building, for example, from my parents' home country, Sudan, or from in China, or Japan, or Finland. All these different cultures, you know, as human beings, we evolve in different climatic conditions, we have different cultures. So buildings, they have to resemble these cultures and express these cultures as well. And we can look back into vernacular architecture, how traditional architecture created this type of cultural symbol within buildings. So besides those four buildings' functions as activity container, climate modifier, resource utilizer, and cultural symbol, the building itself, it has to interact within itself. So, for example, this lecture theater is not a building by itself. It is part of other buildings here, the other lecture theater. So there is interaction between this part of the building and the other lecture rooms.